We continue along the Nishmas Dovid Ben Menachem Shem Cham Yaakov Pirchas Aliyah. We are in Bava Basra, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Lo Yiftach Adam Chanus Shel Nachtomin V'Shel Tzaboin Tachas Otzaro Shel Chavero. Person should not open up a bakery or a dyer shop underneath his friend's storage house. What is it with the store of Otzaro? Means that he's storing grain or oil, because the smoke or heat that's coming from the dyer shop or the bakery are going to damage the grain or the oil. V'lo Refes Bakar, nor can you make a stable in that area for the animals, because the odor of the animals is going to damage the grain of the oil. So both, he cannot make a chanus of nachtomen utzabon underneath his friend's storeroom, nor can he put a stable underneath his friend's storeroom for this same reason. It's going to cause damage. But be'emes b'yayin itir, be'emes means that the halacha follows this, and we should not question it. When it comes to wine, though, the person is permitted to open up a bakery or dyer shop underneath, not wine, not oil or grain, but in under a storeroom of wine, because the smoke and the heat are not going to harm the wine. They may even benefit the wine, and that's acceptable. Below refes bakar, but to open a stable underneath someone's storehouse of wine, that is not allowed. We only make an exception for wine, storehouse of wine, when it comes to the bakery or the dyer shop, because that's not going to harm it. Then the Mishnah says, "Achanus shabachatzer yachol limchos biyado v'lomar v'lomar lo eni yachol lishon mikol hanechnasim u'mikol hayotim." You have a person opens up a store, a shop in a courtyard. So and customers are coming. So a person has the right to protest and say, "I don't want all these people coming. People coming in and out. It's making a lot of noise. It's very disruptive." So that a person has the right to do that. But ose kalim yotze u'mochem v'sachashuk. But he can, a person is allowed to make, to produce utensils, tools in his own home, and then he can sell them in the shuk. You shouldn't sell them in the chatzer, because that's the people are coming in and out, and people can protest that. But making utensils, although it may be noisy, nonetheless, the neighbors can't protest that. That person is being done on his own property, and that's considered using a chatzer in the normal way, and therefore a person cannot protest on that. Then the Mishnah says, Aval einu yachol limchos biyado v'lomar lo eini yachol lishonu lo mikol hapatish v'lo mikol harechayim v'lo mikol atinokos. What it means is that he cannot protest. This is what basically we were saying before. You can make your kalim inside and sell in the shuk. You can't sell them in the chutz because of the people coming in and out. But making the kalim is okay. And a person cannot protest and say, "Well, I can't sleep because when you're making the kalim, you're banging the hammer too hard. It's maybe too noisy." Or I can't sleep because of the reichaim, because of the millstone using to grind your grain in the courtyard. You can't protest that. And kol hatinokos, what's kol hatinokos? The noise of the children. This is referring to teaching. Bartanura says shel beis rabban va'af al gav de kol habam nachmas achirim. Hold on 1 second. This should be different, because these are kids that are coming in. They don't only live in the chutz, they're coming from somewhere else to come learn by their rebbe in the chutz. So maybe it should be the same as the buying and selling. And the answer is no, because mishum yadil Torah v'yadir. In order to be able to glorify the Torah and disseminate the Torah, person cannot protest even though the Talmidim are coming in from somewhere else. That's only though if you malame Torah. Ela but eino malame hatinokos Torah, says the Bartuner. Ela umnus ucheshbon utishbores. Then matzi machi v'lomar lo eni acholi shom v'hatinokos shenichonas v'yosim. If it's not Torah, he's teaching secular knowledge, he's teaching another trade, so then people have the right to protest that people, that children are coming in and out. Perek Beis Mishnah Dalin. Mishaya Kaslo Samuch Lekosel Chavero. Here we have a case, you have neighbors, and you have, let's say, Reuven has a wall on his property, and it closes his gina, let's say. We spoke about a garden. And Shimon, who has the property right next to that, has a wall as well. And that extends to the edge of Reuven's wall. So now we have, it's perpendicular to Reuven has a wall, and then Shimon has a wall that's perpendicular to it. So now Shimon wants to build another wall on his own property, and it's going to be parallel to Reuven's wall. I mean, it's going to end up being perpendicular to his own wall. So we start out with an L, Reuven's wall and Shimon's wall. Shimon now wants to build a wall perpendicular to his wall, which is going to be now parallel or across from Reuven's wall. Says the Mishnah, Lo yismoch lo kosel acher elohim kein hirchik menu arba amos. What Shimon will have to do is he has to distance his wall that's going to be parallel to Reuven's wall. He needs to leave four amos. What's the four amos? Four amos means that there's it needs to be space for people to walk, because the people walking and treading on the ground by next to the wall strengthens the foundation of the wall, and there has to be the space in order for people to do that. So he has to, and Reuven wants people to be able to walk by his wall to strengthen it, and therefore if Shimon wants to put up a wall, he needs to make space between his wall and Reuven's wall. How much space? This is at four amos. The Mishnah's halacha, the Bar Tanura says, applies where Reuven's was. We said encloses a gina, where people don't walk, where people are not walking anyway on near the wall on his side of the wall, because that's where things are growing. So obviously he needs people to walk on the outer side. But let's say Reuven's wall encloses a chatzer, and that chatzer is in a city where people have walked for a long, long time and already treaded on the ground. Shimon can build his wall right next to where that's not a problem at all. Why is it that Shimon shouldn't be able to build his own wall? It's on his property. So Reuven has people walking next to his wall. What's wrong? Why Shimon wants to build a wall on his own property? So Rishonim explain that when a person builds a wall, there's an assumption built in, no pun intended, built in to the building of the wall, is that people have the right, given that people can walk next to it. And if you want to build a wall next to it, you need to leave space, because the foundation of the wall is strengthened by people walking next to it. Then the Mishnah says, "V'hachalonos milmalon umilmatan umikinegdan arba amos." When it comes to building a wall next to the windows of your friend, you have to leave a space of four amos above the windows or below the windows, as well as a space of four amos in front of them, which means the top of the wall has to be at least four amos higher or lower than the chalonos, so there's no hezek ri'ah. You don't want to invade your friend's privacy, and your neighbor's privacy, and the wall has to be at least four amos of a distance from the window horizontally as well, so it doesn't block the light from that was coming in from the window. So that's it. Why do we need four amos? So we don't want the person to be able to stand on his wall, let's say if it's a short wall, stand on the wall and see into the neighbor's window. Or let's say it's a tall wall, to lean down on top of his wall and see into the window. And the horizontal four amos, that's needed because you don't want to block light. And the halacha, that person can't block the light from his neighbor's window, that's only when the person, that neighbor, had windows already, had a chazaka. He had established that light was coming in through his windows. That's a chazaka is established, as we'll learn in the third parak, having built the wall that had the windows there for at least 3 years, and no one protested that. So that's where he's established a chazaka.